AP News for this Saturday, April 15th. I'm Jackie Quinn. 50 years after U.S. troops pulled out of Vietnam, Secretary of State Antony Blinken helps break ground on a new embassy in Hanoi.
Our nations have forged a relationship that is robust, dynamic, and consequential.
The U.S. is hoping to shore up ties to keep China from wedging in. Blinken was also asked about the impact of a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman leaking highly classified documents critical of other countries.
What I've heard so far, at least, is an appreciation for the steps that we're taking, and it's not affected our cooperation.
It was 10 years ago that bombs went off during the Boston Marathon, killing 3 people and injuring hundreds. Our Julie Walker reports.
A bagpiper plays as families, runners, the mayor, and governor look on at a wreath laying at one of the sites of the 3 memorials for the Boston Marathon bombing victims. It's a day of remembrance and a day of community service in a city a decade ago rocked when 2 pressure cooker bombs were set off by brothers at the marathon finish line.
A new yearly report from the National Urban League says there are major threats to democracy for Black Americans, including new limits on how history can be taught in schools and obstacles that undermine how Black officials perform their jobs. At England's Grand National, Corrick Rambler produced a strong finish. The world-famous horse race was delayed because of animal rights protesters. One horse died in the competition. Officials at TikTok are vowing to challenge a proposed ban against the app that was passed by the Montana legislature. This is AP News. Contentious times for worshipers in Jerusalem.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Religious Jews celebrating Passover sing at the entrance to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. This year, Passover overlapped with Easter. It also coincided with the Muslim sacred month of Ramadan. The overlapping holy days in each faith was felt on the streets of Jerusalem. Leaders of the Greek Orthodox Church say Israeli police are unfairly limiting worshippers' right to celebrate the Easter holy fire ceremony.
Police are unfairly and inappropriately placing the burden or the churches.
The Roman Catholic Church in the Holy Land says there has been an increase in brazen attacks on Christians here. Most Israeli officials have stayed quiet about the attacks and the introduction of a law criminalizing Christian proselytizing and the promotion of plans to turn the Mount of Olives into a national park. Prime Minister Netanyahu vowed to block the bill from moving forward following pressure from evangelical Christians in the United States. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.